Nixon meets his neighbors. When Nixon was 10, he watched a crowd of feral men chase his uncle for 10 steps before tearing him apart. His thick-chinned big brother tried to pull a single hulking man off their uncle. The man had a mouthful of chipped teeth pretending to be knives, and a back built like a prison wall. He stared rabid with eyes the color of rotten cherries. He threw Nixon's brother onto a bed of gravel and walked across his rib cage and flattened his windpipe with a closed fist followed by a sloppy kiss against bluing lips. Nixon saw blood dribble. He ordered his brother to turn into a crow and steal the man's eyes. His uncle screamed. Nixon to the sound was a starling caught in the warmth of his uncle's throat, squawking. Nixon didn't know which death he was supposed to be watching. The crowd began to fight over who got to take home his uncle's arms and legs. His brother's body looked like a sack filled with fetal pigs. Nixon could only notice that the hands of the man who took the air of his brother, starred with calluses shaped like a swarm of fleas, belonged to a house builder. Nixon nestled his knees in the gravel, prayed, "Lord, permit me to be spared, and I will crawl deep into the mouth of a bear."